ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम, सेवेंथ कैंटो, फिफ्थ चैप्टर, 31st वर्स। नाम से विदुः सार्थ गतिं हि विष्णु दुराशया ये बहिर् अर्थ मानिना अंधा यथा अंधैरुपनीयमाना ते अपि ईषथञ्च ऊढधाम्नि भजा नाथे विदुः स्वार्थगतिं हि विष्णु। नाथे विदुः स्वार्थगतिं हि विष्णु। दुराशया जे बहिरात्मानिना। दुराशया जे बहिरात्मानिना। दुराशया जे बहिरात्मानिना। दुराशया जे बहिरात्मानिना। उदम निबद्धा तेपि सतञ्च बुद्धं निबद्धा।
नति विदुषार्थ गतिं हि विष्णु दुराशया जी बहिरर्थ मानिन अंधा जथांधैर उपनीयमाना तेपि ईषतंत्रा उरुदाम निबद्धा। The people in general, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. And still, they are leaders. That is the defect of the modern civilization. It is the defect of material world, but especially in this Kali Yuga, it is the most abominable, fallen age. There are Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. Just like there are different seasons in the year. Summer, rainy season, then winter season, autumn, spring, like that. So, formerly, in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 of years. Then, in the Treta Yuga, they used to live for 10,000 years. And in the Dwapara Yuga, they used to live for 1,000 years. That is the maximum. And in the Kali Yuga, they can live up to 100 years. That is also not completed. With the advancement of Kali Yuga, the duration of life, bodily strength, memory, mercifulness, religious sense, in this way everything will be reduced. And the duration of life will be reduced so much so that it is stated in the Bhagavad that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a grand old man. and there will be not available especially rice, wheat, meal, sugar. These are stated. This is Kali Yuga. So the nature of this material world is that without knowing the goal of life, they become leaders. Material world, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. They do not know what he is. That is the defect. Dehatma buddhi. Everyone all over the world, they are thinking in terms of this body. Accidentally, somehow or other, because I have got this Indian body, I am thinking I am Indian. And another person, he has got the American body from America. This land also we have demarcated. That is also our creation. Otherwise, the land belongs to God. We have created this. This is America, this is India, this is England, this is Germany. But actually, every land belongs to, every land, sea, sky belongs to God. Ishavasam idam sarvam, that is Vedic civilization. Everything belongs to God. Ishavasam idam sarvam. That is Krishna consciousness. People should be free to move in Krishna consciousness. Everything actually it belongs to Krishna. But we have got restriction because we see this is America, this is India, this is... They have been described here as andha, jathandhai rupaniyamana. These leaders are themselves blind and they are leading other blind men. General public, they are blind and the leaders are also blind. Andha jathandhai rupaniyamana. Why they are blind? Because they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu. Nati vidu. Sarthaka thing. Everyone is self-interested. That's very good. You are self-interested, I am self-interested. So, that is, but you do not know what is your self-interest. Therefore, you are blind. That is described here, that these blind leaders, they do not know. Well, they have especially mentioned andha jathandhai upaniyaman. The leaders, they lead others. So, jajjad acharati sreshtha tattadeva itarejana. Leaders are responsible because jajjat acharati sreshtha, those who are leaders, whatever they do, they perform, common men follow them. Therefore, they must be very perfect. Common men follow the leaders. If the leaders are themselves imperfect, then what will be the position of the common man? So, here it is said, that because the leaders, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life, therefore, common man, people in general, they are being misguided. They are being misguided. Suppose a blind man leads some other blind man, what will be the result? Both of them will meet danger. That is the result. Because why they are doing very nicely with great cautiousness? No, but they do not know that they are bound up by the laws of nature. Stepi isatantra urudam nibaddha. They cannot divert their attention or deviate from the laws of nature. That is not possible. So they are under the laws of nature. They do not know why the laws of nature are acting in a different way against their will. Suppose I do not wish to die. Why laws of nature forcing me to die? Nobody wants to die. So you cannot surpass the laws of nature. Therefore, Krishna presents in the Bhagavad Gita that you are trying to solve the problems of life, but here are the real problems of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. The real problem is that there is death, there is birth, there is old age, and there is disease. This is real problem. That problem is due to this material body. Therefore, our real problem is that we have got this material body, but we have no sense that within this material body, I am the spirit soul living. So how to get out of this material body and again revive our spiritual body? Spiritual body is already there. How to become free from the bondage of this material body and become free again in spiritual life? That is real problem of life. That they do not. Who knows? Bring any big leaders, ask him, do you know what is the problem of life? They do not know. Therefore it is said, Nathe vidu sartha gatim he Vishnu. Therefore, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is preaching back to Godhead. Not go forward for meeting again and again birth, death, old age and disease. This portion of problem we have already discussed yesterday. Punapunacharvitacharvanana means chewing the chew. You have got in sugar can many quantity. If somebody chewed the sugar can, took out the juice, and the remnants is thrown away, what you will get by chewing again that remnants? So, punapunacharvitacharvanana. By our activities, we are being placed under the laws of material nature. Pakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Infecting different modes of material nature. Just like if you infect, this morning some medical officer came to inject me about the yellow fever. So why this injection, vaccine against the disease? That means if I infect this yellow fever, I will have to suffer. Similarly, the modes of material nature are three, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And as we are infecting ourselves with the three kinds of modes of material nature, you are getting different types of bodies. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma yonishu. I am put into these laws of material nature, and as I am acting under the influence of different modes of material nature, I am getting a type of body. That is my material position. Bhutta praliyate. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatta namayati. We have to change this body. Death means changing body. We are changing body. Every moment, every second, are getting a new body, imperceptibly. And the last change of this body is taken as death, transmigration of the soul. But nobody knows what kind of change is going to happen in my next body or next life. But there is change of body. Dehantara prapti, just like I was a child, now I have got another body. The body is changed. Similarly, when this body will be finished, then I will get another body. This is a fact. If we cannot understand, then we have to take it from authority to understand, because understanding means taking knowledge from the authority. So Krishna says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti is there, information. So how can we deny that there is no life after death? There is. But nobody is caring to understand what is my next life is going to happen. Today I am maybe in a very big position, and tomorrow if I am going to be a tree, here we are sitting very comfortably in this room, and just a few years after there is a tree, he cannot move an inch even, and he has to stand there in cyclone, in scorching heat, in everything. Why we are both of us, we are living entities, why he has got this body, I have got this body, and one may have better body than me. Why there are so many 8,400,000 species of life and different position? Why this is? There is no such inquiry. There is no such knowledge. Therefore, they have been described here as andha, blind. They do not know the goal of life, that we are part and parcel of God, mamaivaṃsa jīva bhūta. Somehow or other, we have come in material contact. Now, it is our duty to get out of these laws of material. Isha-tantra, under certain condition. Just like under certain condition, a criminal is put into the prison house. So it is his duty to know that I have committed this criminal activity, therefore I have been put into this jail or prison life. Somehow or other, complete it and let me decide not to commit again any criminal act so that I may be put again into prison life. This is intelligence. Similarly, we should be educated how we have been put into this material conditional life and how we can get out of it, and then again in our spiritual life we can go back to home, back to Godhead. That is, that should be the aim of life. But nate vidu, they do not know. Nate vidu, sarthagatim. The progress should be towards Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Back to home, back to God. They do not know. Why? Because durasaya. They are thinking that we shall make adjustment in this material life and we shall be happy. Durasayaji bahiratam. Bahi means external. This material world is the external energy of God. And the spiritual world is the internal energy of God. So we are in the external energy of God. The external energy of God means, although we are eternal, we have to accept different types of body according to our desire, according to our tendency to enjoy this material world. Therefore, that facility is given in this material world. In the spiritual world, there is only one aim. They are all eternal servitors of the Supreme Personality of God. They have no other desire. That is spiritual world. So you can transform this material world into spiritual world if you have got only aim to please the Supreme Personality of God. Then it can be transformed into spiritual world. Although spiritual world is differently situated, parastasmātu bhāvayanna bhaktyā bhaktyā sanātana, there is another nature which is spiritual world. They have no information, but we get information from Bhagavad Gita and other shastras. The spiritual world is still bigger. This material world is the 1/4 of the God's creation. And the spiritual world is the 3/4. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekaṃsena sthito jagat. When Arjuna inquired about Krishna's vibhuti, his opulence, he summarized, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tava Arjuna, vishtabhya idam krishnam ekangsena sthituyam. My dear Arjuna, how long I shall describe you about my opulence? I summarize it that this material world is only 1/4 manifestation of my opulence. Ekangsena sthituyam. This material world means we have got experience about this universe up to the sky, as far as we can see the horizon. This is one universe, and there are millions of universes like this. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita, that jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Jasya prabha, the Lord's effulgence, is Brahma effulgence. Within that Brahma effulgence, there are innumerable universes. Jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this Brahmanda. Anda, it is round, it is not flat. Anda, just like egg. Koti. Koti means innumerable. And in each universe, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti, koti shu asesa vasudhadi. In each Brahmanda, there are unlimited number of planets and stars. Asesa vasudha. Vibhuti bhinnam. And each planet is differently situated. Each planet has got specific, atmosphere, specific arrangement. Just like the sun globe. The sun globe is fiery. The moon planet, it is very pleasing. There is also fire, but it is surrounded by cold atmosphere. Therefore, it is very pleasing. So, vibhuti bhinnam, each every planet has got different atmosphere. And each and every planet, there are different kinds of living entities. Just suitable for that atmosphere. Don't think that in the sun planet there is no life. There is also life. If there is no life, how Krishna says that imam vivasati yuvam pratvanaham abhyam. Vivasate means the king of sun planet is known as Vivasa. So Krishna spoke with him. So how you can say there is no life? So this is material world. Many millions of universes. In another place it is said, jasyaika nishasita kalamathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. So we have to take information from the authoritative literature, what is the position of this material world, the spiritual world, God, and his relationship with us, our position. This is real knowledge. Not that a knowledge that how to live. Living condition is fulfilled by the nature's way. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. They are not concerned how to eat, how to sleep. They know by nature's arrangement, there is already arrangement. Just like the birds in the morning, they rise up early in the morning. They are not concerned where they will eat. They know there is already arrangement for eating. The elephants in Africa, they know that God has already arranged for their eating, 40 kilos at a time. The ants within the room, they know that there is already arrangement. So if God has arranged for everyone, 8 million different species of life or forms of life, why not for human being? There is arrangement. But in human being is advised to do certain things. They must do it. Then there is no question of scarcity. There is everything is arranged there. Just like Krishna says, annad bhavanti bhutan. you produce your food grains so that the animals and the man both will be happy. But if you don't produce food grains, if you produce sugar cane, then how they will be satisfied? Food grains must be produced. That is the injunction of the Shastra. So, jasastra vidhimushita vartate kamakar. If you do not follow the instruction of the Shastra, Shastra means the instruction of God, then na siddhim savahi, such civilization will never be perfect. Na siddhim savahi, na sukham, neither they will be happy, na parangati, neither they will be elevated back to home, to back to God. This is the defect. Therefore, we should try to understand what is the goal of life. But that we do not know. Nati vidu sartaka thing we should know by their own blind intelligence. They are trying to adjust things within this material world and they are being failure repeatedly. Still they have no sense. So those who are actually leaders of the society, they should be sensible. They should take advice, instruction from the most perfect personality, Krishna, and adjust things, then they will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And if you have question, if you don't agree, then you must have question. Are you sure that you are right? I am sure because I am not speaking my words. I am speaking from the authority. Therefore, I am sure.
You are sure somebody else's?
Now, your question is, are you sure? So I am sure because just like a small child, he does not know what is this. He asks, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "My dear child, it is called a ring." So I heard from my father, it is called a ring. And if I say it is ring, then I am sure. I don't say it is something else. I heard it from my father that it is called a ring. So if I call a ring, it is truth. I may be child, but because I have heard from my father, who is not a child, he is mature, and he gives me the knowledge, this is called a ring, and if when I say this is ring, that is perfect. You can say that you are a child, how do you know it is ring? But if he says, my father has said, this is ring, then it's perfect. Similarly, we are not talking anything manufacturing. I think, we don't say like that. Because I know I have no value. But we say what the authority says, Krishna says. That is our position. Therefore, you are sure.
Just said that in the moon there is a cold atmosphere and there is still living entity there. You see, but what the Americans have said, you see, because they have sent men there, even rockets there, satellites.
So I understand. Your authority is American, my authority is Shastra. That is the difference. That is the difference. That means your authority is American. You say through the words of the American. You have not experienced. Your position, you have no experience. My position, I have no experience. But you accept the American's authority and I accept the Shastra as authority. That is the difference.
This I want to know the difference whether it is so or not.
That is up to you, whether you accept American or the Shastra. That is up to you. But you cannot say, because you have learned from American, therefore it is correct.
But it is, they have revealed to the world that there is no living entity there. The Shastra says, you see, there is.
Why? The reason does not say so. Why there is no living entity? We see living entity everywhere. Why say that there is no living entity?
But when these fellows have come there...
These fellows, therefore your authorities are these fellows. These fellows will say something now and after 10 years they will change. Yes. These fellows are like that.
According to science it is saying that
according to science means American science or Russian science, that's all.
This sun, you see, is a ball of fire, nothing can exist there, according to what you have just said.
No, we have got information, even in the fire there are living entities. Why? Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find constitutional position of the living entity is that it does not become burnt. So how you can say that in the fire, what is the verse? No, in the second chapter there is. The description of the living entity in the fire. The living entity find out. Achaityam, adachayam. Find it.
Achayohyam, adhayohyam, aklejo shosha evacha, nitya sarvakatak stanur, achalohyam sanatana. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So if he is all-pervading and if he is unburnable, then how it is possible that in the fire he does not exist? It cannot be burned, and it is everywhere. Sarvaga. And we find also, when we go on the sea, beach, within the sand, there is life. Now it is up to you to accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita or authority of the Americans. That is it. We follow the authorities of Bhagavad Gita. Adajayam, it cannot be burnt. And from reason also, there in the water there are living entities, in the air there are living entities, in the earth there are living entities. So the material elements are five, earth, water, fire, air and sky. So if everywhere there is living entities, fire is also one of the material elements. Why not in the fire? What is the reason? And Bhagavad Gita says, adajayam, It is never burned. So why do you think like that? Then in the fire there is no living entity. Therefore, they have been described as blind. Andha jathandri rupani mala. They are blind and they are leading other blind men. But they do not know what is the laws of nature, how things are going.
About all the words that you said about Krishna and God, if someone is a cruel man, you never expect in God. And all that we say for the men that you are saying, pass from her right ear and get out from her. He always in his life all was difficult for him. But when he died,
I cannot follow him.
What about his soul? Did God welcome it to the paradise, or his soul travel always in the air and makes people think that he's a devil's man?
If a man does not understand God in this lifetime, is he still accepted by God? He's not. What he is hearing does not comprehend.
God is everywhere. And God is with you also. God knows you and He is trying to guide you, but you do not know Him.
So, you just say that his soul takes rebirth when he dies.
Yes.
Therefore, what is the soul? God rebirth is so that he will make all the difficult things in life and would not think in God or what God do with his soul.
And soul is there, God is there. When you take rebirth, God is also there. He is trying to guide you. You are desiring, yeah, just like I want to enjoy like this. And God is giving you facility, all right, enjoy like this. Just like driver, you asking driver, please take me to this place. So driver is taking you to that place. Similarly, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the God is situated in everyone's heart, core of the heart. Brahman Sarva Bhutani, and he is causing the troubling of the living entity. Jantrarudhani Maya on a machine, which is given by this material nature. So this body is just like a machine, motor car. And Krishna is a driver, charioteer. And as you are desiring, he is driving your car in the same way. Or he is supplying a different type of car. In this way, you are life after life, you are trying to satisfy your senses. Krishna is giving you the facility, God is giving you the facility, but He is asking you that give up this business nonsense, sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ saranamāyā. He is simply finding out the opportunity how to say that this ultimate truth of life. So our business is, instead of traveling in different cars and fulfill our whimsical desire, better surrender to God and abide by His order and be happy.
Understand more. Did Krishna know when he died that he will rebirth?
Krishna knows everything. There is no questioning.
Oh, did he know that he will rebirth and then come to us and to preach us and to make all that?
He is preaching always. He is preaching always, do this like this, just like Bhagavad Gita is open to everyone. That is his preaching. But we are not accepting. That is our fault. Otherwise he is preaching always.
But if man be part and parcel of God, how do you explain the evil deeds of man?
Because he likes to do that.
That means God also likes to do evil?
No. God gives simply facility, that's all.
Therefore, the verse has the same power as God.
Not same power, but it has got a little independence.
It will exist on earth.
Yes, independence. By misusing the independence, we can, just like a child, a small child and his father, say, the father gives the little child little independence. But this child is not as powerful as the father. But still the father, out of affection, he gives little independence to the child. Even to the dog. The master, he gives a little independence to the dog. That is affection.
But if
the
affection, the child is doing something wrong, say for example, he has taken a knife to do, and that is killed somebody. Therefore the father is...
Father says, don't do it.
Yeah.
But if you do it at your risk.
But if Krishna is guiding us, you see, that's what we do.
But he don't accept Krishna's guidance, that is the difficulty. Just like you are taking the guidance of Americans. You are elderly man, educated man, you prefer to take guidance from the Americans, not from Krishna. So what can be done? That is Krishna's ill luck and your misfortune. What can be done? All right, chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.